Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, I just sent you a text. I just sent to you, but I just sent to everybody. But this is something you would love to. This is a barbecuing shirt, if I've seen anything, man. It's a Hawaiian shirt with all the Kiss albums all over it. See it? I just sent it to you. Looks crazy cool, man. You know?
It looks classier than you would expect, too.
Not tough.
It does.
That's
all
not
little,
tough.
They're all little squares. I'll send to you guys, too.
Right,
all
because you little say squares. Hawaiian shirt full of Kiss albums. Yeah. I'm not expecting much class.
No. Zero.
If it exhibits any class at all, that's more than I would expect.
Mm-hmm. It's darker, which I like about it. I'll just send it to you guys. Yeah. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I feel like you could wear this to a rehearsal dinner.
But how does the bride feel about that?
Yeah, wait till you see that. I think that's pretty cool, man. If obviously, I like Kiss myself. I don't think I'd wear that, but, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's really cool. I mean,
I wouldn't wear it, but you go ahead, Nick.
Well, if you're a big Kiss fan, I think it's rocks.
It looks like when you click on the link, the albums are actually quite a bit bigger.
Oh, really?
On the shirt, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's still okay, right?
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's not.
Oh, cool. They are bigger. That makes no sense, then.
It makes it a lot. It's more
it makes
of a
it cheesier?
Statement. Yeah, it does.
It's cheesier
I
this way.
I feel like it does.
Yeah, I like the little ones versions better. They should have both of them.
Oh,
that
they're
makes
like
no sense.
Full size?
Yeah. Not quite.
They look like every album cover looks like it's about 4 inches by 4 inches instead of like,
which,
you know,
which I think would be
tiny.
Cooler.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
It should be like a quilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. No, that lost its cool all real quick.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. Which job do people massively underestimate the difficulty of? Our buddy Fabricio. People think it's this is a party cruise MC. He did that for 12 years in Cancun. That's what he did. We met him actually. He was a radio guy, and pretty much every day he was out on a party cruise.
Yep.
Think about partying all the time. It's actually very tough. It takes a lot of energy to get people going and keep them going. You deal with hecklers, drunkards. I love how you use the word drunkards.
Yeah.
Obnoxious people all the time, and you have to control them without letting them affect your show negatively. I was a party cruise MC in Cancun for 12 years. You're right. We all think being on a boat in Cancun every day would be cool, but you're actually running that party every day. And just drunken American tourists, and foreign tourists, man, that's crazy. See, people would think that's not, that's a good answer to that question. Massively underrated how tough it is.
Like entertainers.
Right.
Those type of entertainers, in general, I think are underappreciated. I think you could put exotic dancers on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think people, any kind of sex work.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Any kind of legitimate sex work.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize how tough that really is.
Right.
I think people underestimate how hard it is to be a stand-up comedian.
Oh, I think so, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially at a higher level. Like a dude like Derek Stroop.
Yep.
Like, that guy killing it. He's very naturally funny, but the amount of work that dude had to put in to get to that point, I think people think you just get up and grab the mic. And
people don't see that. The right? There is no overnight sensation in comedy. These guys are busting their ass in little clubs, and people don't know about them. You know, and then finally when they bust on the scene, break out nationally, that's when they've heard of them, so they think, well, he's brand new.
Quicker. Now with the social media crap, you get these people that have
you can rise up a little quicker now.
Yeah.
But you still have to do it and fail and suck and then go back and do it again and get better.
Yep.
And that it's just there's no quick way.
And there's still
sometimes
too many
you don't
of them.
Get better.
And there's still
do it and fail and suck and then give up.
I still think there's too many of them, you know, along with Colleen who books comics. There's too
I
many
I felt
comedians.
Like that too, so I helped the problem.
I think there's too many stand-ups. Where the hell's Rachel at? She's coming at 8 or 7?
Yeah, she's coming at 8.
I didn't know that.
There's some dudes that stay at the level. They play these little clubs until they blow up. Most of those dudes don't blow up.
Oh, by 99% of them don't blow up. Right.
Truck driver? Extremely underappreciated.
Yeah, people think you're just sitting on your ass and driving across the country, but there's a lot more to it. You know?
Eating beef jerky and chugging Mountain Dew. It's more than that.
You're sacrificing a lot of lifestyle. Yeah, and you're putting up with cops and regulatory.
Other drivers.
Yeah.
Or just bosses.
Some jackass merging into you first thing in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scamming that goes on in that industry, too.
Right.
Like trucking companies. I think there was a piece on 60 Minutes, some trucking company out of Kazakhstan or something. We're screwing over a bunch of
Kazakhstan.
Nailed it.
I love that. Kazakhstan. I love that.
But there's a lot of shady activity going on in that business.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that one of those like pilots where you, if you're just sitting waiting to be unloaded or load up, you're not technically on the clock a lot of the times?
I don't know. If you work for a trucking company, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's kind of one of those where there's technicalities where you're not getting paid, but you damn well should be.
Let's go with Isle Donkeys here. I know that they don't get paid a lot.
No, they don't.
And that job is probably tougher than you think.
Didn't we hear that they're not actually on the clock until the doors close?
I heard that story yesterday.
Yeah. So all that prep that goes in, anything that's going on before flight actually happens, which is where they do their most of their work, you know, they're not really getting paid.
Well, I have a ton of questions for the Isle Donkey I'm having dinner with on Saturday night, Sunday night, whatever.
And I mean, there's dealing with the public, but dealing with people getting on and off an airplane is the worst of public.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People
we make
are
fun
pissy.
Of the Isle Donkeys, but you know, some are lazy sometimes. They don't get you a drink, you know?
Well, or just unpleasant.
Yeah.
And some are, but you know, some are unpleasant. That's a good point.
Some are just mean.
You've had a bad day. You're in the hospitality business. So
you need to
keep that in mind.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Todd, for bringing that up. My wife and I were out to dinner the other night. You spoke hospitality.
Right.
And she was kind of giving me crap about this because we sat down at our table and the waitress came up and didn't even try to crack a smile. Didn't even like, she made us feel like, at least me, like we were inconveniencing her.
Well, I'm on your side already, puss, because I think you have to walk up and say, hi, how you doing? Here's a smile.
And I said something when she left. I was like, man, she doesn't seem like she wants us here. And she's like, oh, I'll give her a break. I'm like, it doesn't take anything to just smile.
You just smile.
Just, even if you hate my guts, just smile and make me think you don't.
Were you at a diner or like a restaurant?
No,
I get a greasy spoon diner. It's like, hey.
No, this was a nice sit down restaurant downtown. We're out for the evening, and I'm like, how hard is it to just smile a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Did you get propositioned by any other swingers?
No, it wasn't a full restaurant like that.
Did you say thanks, honey, to her then?
No,
doll. No. Call her doll. No.
Call her doll. Sweet cheeks.
And in the two or three times she came back to the table.
How's a chicken fried steak, sweet cheeks? That's what I always like to say at the restaurant. You
know? Never once.
And then I'd order. And then I never order it then.
Never once smiled or acted like she was happy that we were there.
Yeah, I'm on your side, puss, on that, you know.
Trash man. We get a lot of trash men that listen to the show.
Yeah.
They put up with rude customers.
I don't get. How many times have you even talked to your trash man?
Yeah,
I put it out, and when I get done with work, it's done.
Yeah,
so I don't understand rude customers. Maybe some old Karens walk out and bitch
sure
at trash
they get
man.
That.
That's probably it, right?
And they got to deal with a lot of weather,
right?
Yeah. Oh, somebody mentioned on the text too, mailman.
Oh, you know what? I was just going to say that. Because, you know, my dad did that for a while, and he was a boss, and there's a lot of mailmen that, going postal is one of the, that's where that started, man.
It's a term mailman, for a reason.
I know, it's a tough gig. It's redundant, it's over and over again, which a lot of jobs are, but there's weather to deal with, there's people, you know, dogs, you know, it's crazy.
Kansas mailman says, delivering mail is a lot more work than the old retired farts that apply for it think. This is not your retirement gig.
No, it's not. People retire from being a mailman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said, I'm done with this. They do something else because it's a pain in the ass gig.
Like, send me an email.
Yeah.
All right. I'll read this joke just because I like this guy's Deadpool names. I like the signature more than the joke, but I'll read the joke.
All right.
What do a gravedigger and necrophiliac have in common? They both dig dead people's holes. Signed, Patino's aborted love child, Scott Weiland's pharmacist, and Hyman and Garfunkel. Those are three good names.
I think Hyman and Garfunkel was got a hit already, maybe.
Maybe so.
Maybe not.
If you just joined us, there was a necrophiliac in Phoenix that got busted, and we're curious where the necrophiliacs are in the prison pecking order.
We assume it's pedophiles,
right? The bottom.
Unless you're
of the
in
list.
Charge of the government, and you're fine.
It's an actual Chemo child molester,
right? Child molesters. We know that rapists are down there too, right at the bottom. And then I'm guessing right up, just right above a rapist might be a necrophiliac. Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I wonder if it depends on the age of the body you were defiling.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, Nick, which is creepy when
you
think about that.
You are digging into the minutia now.
Yeah.
Well, we got a warning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are a pedophilial...
necrophilia.
If you're a necrophiliac pedophile, then, yeah, you might be able to blow that.
Or a pedophilic
the only thing that makes
what is it?
Sadder.
Is it pedophilic necrophile, or what is it?
I think either would work.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Technically.
You don't want to say those two words together because they're both horrible.
No.
And where does bestiality guy fall?
Who?
In that?
Oh, bestiality guy? I think he just hangs out with the everybody.
Yeah.
They think he's weird. He's just a weirdo. He's a weirdo. Old Larry over there bangs cows. He's weird.
So it doesn't depend on the age?
I don't think
so. Of the animals that they violate?
No, because most animals don't live past a couple years anyway.
Right. You don't know. you assume they're grown up.
Yeah. You assume they're raping grown-up animals.
Don't assume.
Yeah.
And so they got to think they're like bad criminals. So you're busted for a crime where the victim can't talk.
Yeah. You're banging a sheep. Yeah.
Yeah. You're caught on video or...
And how much time do they actually do?
You sent the wrong clip.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
How much time does bestiality get you?
We don't follow up on those guys.
It should at least be you should at least go away for as long as the animal you defiled will be alive.
Yeah.
So they don't have to worry about you going back and doing it again.
True, but there's other animals.
There are animals.
Yeah.
Some guy gets sent into the life of a sheep.
Yes.
Yeah, let's just Google that. Put that in your algorithm there, Push.
That's why you don't bang a tortoise.
Yeah. Well,
then you're in for 135 years.
Yeah. Phone number and text number are 877-931-4868.
Tough questions this morning.
4868-877-931-4TNT. We're getting a lot of good suggestions. There were no good suggestions. There were obvious suggestions in that original poll. We're doing a much better one.
Yeah, right. I mean, because it's about what job is more difficult.
Yeah.
Underestimated to be more difficult than you think. And everybody responded, teacher, cops. No, we know they're difficult.
Sure.
That's wrong.
And we appreciate them.
People are just dumb.
So we want ones that go under the radar, and you're coming up with a lot of them.
Right. And one of them is a successful morning radio show host.
Right.
A lot tougher than you think.
Seem to just take for granted. They think it's easy.
Everybody does, man.
And everybody can do it.
Rachel Wergen joins later on. Stand-up comedian's tough to do.
Yep.
Nick tried for 19 years. All right.
Gave it some sort of effort.
Nick, you're on national TV.
One joke.
Thank you, Puss.
Yeah, but you got there because you had more jokes, you know.
Yeah, they didn't make the cut.
But you achieved a level that a lot of people pursuing that business did not.
Right.
And I almost wish that hadn't happened. Okay,
that
kept me going for another, 10 years?
Yeah.
It was very nice of Norm MacDonald to say kind things, but
You got this fun side job out of it.
True.
Yeah, that worked out. Yeah. We wouldn't hire an insurance man to do this gig.
No.
That would suck.
Yeah, guys, trust me, it's fine.
So you,
insurance guy's really funny.
You had some expectations, and then they were just crushed.
Yeah.
Things kept happening. We're like, oh, maybe I should keep doing this. Like, that's a good sign. That's encouraging. And then I'm like, man, I'm tired.
Yeah. Come on back. Rachel going to join us later.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.